Welcome back, all guys, gals, and non-binary pals. What do you guys think about that being the intro? Because I low-key really love it. I love it so much. It's so inviting. It's like, oh, hello. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let me know. But welcome back to the podcast. Let's see where this takes us, because I've struggled on what I want to talk about this podcast, so let's just see how it goes, and I hope it goes well. We'll see. So as you can probably tell, I'm alone. Usually this podcast would have my sister in it as well. It's kind of why it's called Sisters, which I should talk about, but let's just get this out of the way first. She came yesterday, and this is when we were gonna film this video, this podcast episode, whatnot, but life happens and we kind of got distracted, so it's just gonna be all me this episode. We ended up dyeing her hair blue. It looks so good. I love it so much. It looks so good. And that just took up most of the time, and then we came home and we just played board games. And you should do this with your family, because I would 10 out of 10 recommend. We played three games. We played Uno, we played Pictionary, and we played Scrabble. I'm sorry, but if you like Scrabble, that's insane to me. Literally, why? How? For why? Like, it's like, I want to learn chess. Like, I actually want to learn chess. But, like, why would you want to play Scrabble? It doesn't make sense to me. The math isn't mathing for me with Scrabble. It's not. It's not doing it for me. I don't understand why you guys are like, oh, yeah, let me get these tiles and make words. Like, okay, I guess it's a good concept. Like, you guys, it's good. But willingly, I would not play Scrabble. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm not good at English. That could totally be it. But for me, Scrabble isn't it. Back to what I was talking about. And then, yeah, that was literally it. About like the yesterday, her hair's blue now. She's been going through this thing of dyeing it so many times, and we finally got it like semi-professionally done, or we like did it with more of a professional who has dyed their hair before, so like it actually came out nice this time, and it's like top notch. 10 out of 10 would recommend doing things semi-professionally. But if you're looking at the title, it might not make sense to you. The whole, like, our whole branding title, not just the title of this individual podcast episode. Our overall title is Sisters with a capital T, right? And there's some little things you should know about. There's some behind the scenes action with this, because you may be asking yourself, like, what does the capital T mean? What is that? What's that all about? Well, it means like thesis, you know, thesis, like spilling the tea, and we're sisters, spilling the thesis. Anyways, that's the whole reason that we named this podcast, the whole like our whole business, that, because it's just a lot of fun, right? And it's so creative. Like, actually, my sister came up with it, I'm pretty sure, and I was bamboozled by it. It bamboozled me. I am not as creative as I wish I was. I wish I could, like, sit down and just think of, like, catchphrases. Or, like, even just drawing and painting is beyond me. Because, like, I can't. I'm so indecisive as well, which doesn't help. The fact that it's, like, if I sit down, I'm like, what do I want to draw? And then I can't even draw, like, at all. If you saw me draw something, oh no, it's not good. It's not good. I would not recommend me drawing. I wish I could paint. I wish so badly I could paint like Bob Ross paint, because that is just so impressive. It's just so magical. The fact that you can, like, sit down with colors and make like a tree and a river, and it looks so elegant and just so graceful. You know what I'm saying? Beyond me. So impressive. That's insane to me. But happy St. Patrick's Day. Well, it's not for you anymore. When I'm filming this, as you could say, it's St. Patrick's Day. Oh my god, did I just unintentionally rhyme? I just unintentionally rhymed. Oh my god, that's insane. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I actually don't know much about this holiday, and I was thinking back on it, and I couldn't remember why it's a holiday that we celebrate. Because I thought, the first thing that came to mind when I was thinking St. Patrick's Day was the Mayflower of, like, Christopher Columbus and, like, coming to America, I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that. This may look super stupid if I'm wrong on this, but, like, it was St. Patrick's Day and the Mayflower. Wait, no. I don't know if they're even the same. I don't know why I thought of that, because of the four-leaf clover, maybe, but, like, I thought of Christopher Columbus and his ships. Is it Christopher Columbus with his ships? I honestly don't even know. To me, history is not the most interesting fun topic that I want to learn about. I mean, why am I learning about the past? Like, okay, can we talk about how they don't teach us about, like, taxes and, like, actual adult things that we're gonna be doing in the future? And they talk about, like, how to find out why a triangle is a triangle. Like, what? Like, shouldn't we learn how to live in today's society and, like, do things instead of learning about shapes and stuff? I don't know. Just a little thought for you to think about, because I think about that quite often, and why is that a thing that they teach us in school? We spend like half of our lives in school. Isn't that insane? Like, half of my whole life has been in a school, basically, because I'm still young. Okay, I'm still in school, and I'm still gonna be in school for quite some time. And it's just insane that we spend so long just learning about things, and then it's like, how much of that did I actually need to know to be in the position that I'm in right now? You know what I'm saying? It's just so crazy to me that we spend so much time at school, like 5 days a week. It's like 8 hours at school, right? Or is it like 7 hours? It's a lot of hours, nonetheless. It's a lot of hours. And then we go home and we do the homework. We do more things around school, or things for school. It's like not even, okay, 8 times 5 is 40, right? So that's already 40 hours. Then imagine the homework. Like, that's so much time that we're using on school. And it's like, oh, live your best life. And it's like, but I'm having to do this school, because I was thinking about that earlier today, literally, because I'm in English, right, and we're reading this book called Fahrenheit 451. I would highly recommend it, actually. It's a pretty good book. It makes you kind of think about today's society. Highly recommend. I didn't literally read it, I kind of just listened to her reading it, and there's a part, I think, that said, like, live your life as if you're gonna die in the next 10 seconds. And that to me is insane, and it's such a good thing to go off of, like, and to really just live your life. And it's like, well, how am I supposed to live my life when I have so many assignments due tomorrow, when I have to do all these things that, you know, we're taught to do? There's no life to live. How am I supposed to get things done and have fun? Oh my god, wait, did I just rhyme again? Anyway, we're Dr. Seuss today. Is that bad? Because isn't Dr. Seuss not a good person? I don't think he's a good person. Let's carry on. it's like, yes, but I have to do all these things I don't want to do. I just thought of that. But honestly, do that. Live your life as if you're gonna die in the next 10 seconds. Tell that person you like that you like them. Do that thing you've been wanting to do. Start that business you've been wanting to start. Do whatever you want. Because at the end of the day, you're gonna wish that you did it, and wouldn't you want to know the outcome of it than rather not know? Like, don't you want to know? I would rather do it and get heartbroken or have it fail and have it flop and know that wasn't the path for me. Because there's something that we're all supposed to do in this world. You're here for a reason. I love you. I love you. You're important. I love you. You're here for a reason. You bring happiness to someone in some way. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just try. Because there's a certain path, I feel like, that you're supposed to be on. You just have to find it and stick to it and live life as much and as hard as you can. Right? Is that good information? I'm so inspirational sometimes. Because, like, even the littlest things bring me joy to, like, my friends. Like, even my friends just texting me, it's just like, wow, I'm a part of your life. We're in people's lives. We're a part of other people's lives, which is also beyond me. We're just having a whole rant right now. It's crazy that people are in my life. And that I'm in other people's life. Like, I text someone and, like, someone could ask them, like, oh, who are you texting? And, like, oh, my friend. Angel. Like, it's me. That's me. I'm Angel. My name is Angel. Welcome. That's insane. That it's like, wow. And then what's also insane to me, I felt so loved. My friend tagged me in a TikTok. And I was like, This TikTok made me think of you. Like, I'm a thought in your head. You know what I'm saying? That's just so insane. Like, that they can see something and be like, oh my god, that reminds me of so and so. It's just so crazy, that big role that we play in other people's life, and we'll never know. We never know. Like, there's this one kid that my mom really liked, and sadly, he's not here to this day. And it's like, they never actually had a conversation. But he brought so much joy to my mom's life. My mom loved to see him because he was a cheerleader and he would cheer at the football games. And whenever they would get like a touchdown or a goal or whatever, they would do this little run and he would run. And it brought my mom so much joy to see him running and being so happy. Little did we know, he wasn't even happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even know the things going on in other people's heads. Like, that is insane how mysterious the world is. But like, you could be bringing someone joy and not even knowing that you're bringing them joy. Your life matters. Your life is a big impact. And, like, my mom didn't even know this person. Like I was saying, they never talked. They never, like, laid eyes on each other, even, maybe. My mom was a complete mystery to him. She was a no one to him. And she would always find so much joy just seeing him living life. And we didn't even know the struggles that he was going through. And it's just so crazy that your life matters. Your life is important to someone out there. You may not even know that person is important. That you might not even know that person cares about you, but they care about you. There's people caring about you every single day, every minute of your life. But yeah, my friend tagged me in a video and was just like, this made me think of you so hard. The ending is so us. And I was like, oh my god. You, like, thought of me. That's just so insane. Like, wow, I'm a part of your life. It's just so insane. I thought about that today too, honestly. I did. Thoughts. What even are thoughts? Why do we have thoughts? What are dreams? Okay, are dreams like something that happened in a past life that we just kind of remembered but we didn't know it was a past life, if like reincarnation is a thing, right? And we had something in a past life happen to us. Did we dream what happened to us in a past life? Just we didn't know it happened to us in a past life, so we called it a dream, but really it's something that we did in a past life. Is that, like, could that be possible? Or did I just pull that out of my butt? You know what I'm saying? Or I heard this other theory about dreams, that dreams are this alternate universe of a life that you're living for certain people. Not for everyone, I don't think. I'm not sure, to be 100% honest with you. But, like, you dream... When you dream... You are in another parallel universe. You are like awake and present and living in another world, which is so crazy if that were true. And if you wake up like feeling like, what did I even just do for the past 6-8 hours, you know, like unrested, it's because you weren't really asleep. You were awake, living life in another realm, in another world, you know what I'm saying? Which I could totally see. That's just so crazy. That is so crazy if that were real. Oh my god, imagine. That'd be so much fun though, wouldn't it? To be like, I mean, we're all double agents if you really think about it. Because, like, I personally never feel 100% rested, and I sleep a lot. I sleep a lot, but I also like have a very bad sleep schedule at the moment. But I've slept like 12 hours straight. I literally have, like yesterday I slept like 12 hours straight, and it's like, what did I just do for 12 hours? Like, what? It honestly, how can I even sleep for 12 hours? I don't do much. I don't have a very thrilling life. I can't even drive yet. Like, I'm not going places. I'm not doing things, you know? So it's crazy that I can literally lay in bed with my eyes closed for 12 hours straight for doing nothing. For doing schoolwork. I do a lot of schoolwork. That's what I did all today. But... to be completely honest with you, I woke up at 6 in the afternoon, so that's lovely, and I didn't even feel rested. And like an hour after I woke up, I felt tired again, and I considered taking a nap, but at that point it was already 7 in the afternoon, and I should have like started my day a long time ago. So like right now, okay, it's 1:55 in the morning, so like I've only been awake for 7 hours. That's insane. I've been awake for 7 hours. That's a long time. You can get a lot done in 7 hours. What have I done? I ate dinner, but that was my breakfast. I did 3 homework assignments. I do things. Not really though. And now I'm filming this podcast episode. Literally in 7 hours, I've done about 6 things. That's kind of it. Oh wait, no, I did laundry. Okay, I feel better about the time that I did things. And it's like, whoa, what even is time? Just question everything and anything around you, and you have a podcast episode. But like, seriously, like, what? I saw this thing on TikTok. TikTok's a very fun thing in my life because it's just so fun. And there's so many people on TikTok. But it was saying that we should get another month. We should make another month to have 13 months, because then it would have 28 days in each month, which is just so aesthetically pleasing. Then how can you hate it? You know what I'm saying? Who said that there only had to be 12 months? Like, why can't there be a 13th? Like, I mean, we could totally do it. We could totally do it, and I wouldn't even be mad about it. I would be maybe even excited for it. Maybe. Possibly. Yesterday it was so windy. Is it windy for you guys too, wherever you are? whoever you are. I'm sure it is, because it was so windy yesterday, and there's never, like, seasons or weather here where I live other than the sun. So it's insane that there's wind for some reason, because it's like, what even is wind? Riddle me that. What even is wind? How does wind start? How does wind start? What started wind? What started wind? When you really think about it, what, okay, how did wind start? What, like, made this motion to make air, like, go so fast to start winds? And what kept it going? What started winds? What even are winds? Okay, that's actually kind of insane. I just wanted to rain so bad, so hard. For so long, I've just wanted it to rain. I just wanted it to rain so bad. I love the rain. I have a connection to rain. I don't even know why. I don't even know. But I love rain so much. Whenever it rains, all I want to do is open the window or even go outside and lay in the rain just to relish it. It's just so, I love rain. I love rain so much. But I never get seasons where I live. So maybe that's also why I love rain, because it's, like, so rare and it's such a delicacy to me. So, like, if I move to, like, New York or, like, Seattle or the United Kingdom, the UK. What if I move to London, right? Because I think it rains a lot there as well. Would I hate the rain then, or would I just be happy all the time? Because whenever it rains, I'm so happy because I love the rain. Like, would I get annoyed with the rain? Because, like, I feel like some people see rain as being very gloomy, and it's like, if it's raining, I can't do anything. I can't have a good time. But it's like, you can, you just don't want to. Also, your mindset is so important. Your mindset is incredibly important. Like, if you have bad manifestations, if you're, like, just said that this certain thing is gonna go bad, it's most likely gonna go bad because you wanted it to go bad. Like, low-key, you were just thinking about it going bad 24/7, which I know it's hard to not overthink things and not think things are gonna go not your way. Like, you can think, like, worst case scenario, this is what's gonna happen, but best case scenario, this can happen. And just leave it at that. Think about the best case scenario, be prepared for the worst case scenario, but don't have it set in stone that that's the way it's gonna go, because then it's that's the way it's gonna go if you have it set in stone. You know, that's the way I live. You know what I'm saying? I'm a pretty optimistic person. I think I usually, like, see the light in all situations. I would say I'm happy. My foot fell asleep and it hurts really bad now. Why does our foot fall asleep, right? And then this feeling, right? Just so many questions unanswered. I hope I'm, like, not making you anxious because I, like, made you think about so many things now. But what is that feeling of coldness to the bone? That's the only way I know how to explain it. You know, I think we all feel it. We just all think that it's weird and it's, like, not something to talk about almost. But it's like, why is my, like, okay, I've had this feeling where it's like my foot is cold but not the skin, the bone is cold. Why is my bone cold? Why is it cold? What? And I had this feeling once in math, and this was in seventh grade, fun fact, and this kid sitting next to me was like, oh, it's because you haven't, like, used that part of your body enough, or something along those lines. And it was like, what? Because it was my foot. Like, I literally walked to this class. Like, I've used this part of my body. So why is it acting up? Why is it trying to start a fight? You know what I'm saying? Because it's, like, painful. It's painful and it's so annoying. It's just like, go away. No one asked you to be here. What even are you? Imagine just, this is something like no one else feels, and it turns out I have like a disease. Oh my god. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure we all feel this way. We just don't know what it is. What is this? I don't have it right now. Maybe if I manifested, though. Manifestations, they're real. I feel like, you know, the whole fake it till you make it? That's basically what manifestations are. Brentman Rock had that happen to him. He was like, I'm the newest MTV star. And then he had an MTV show for him. And that was even before he started saying it, before he even, like, got in contact with MTV. And they were like, hey, we want to start this show about you. Manifestations, dude. Literally. But then also, if you believe in it, I feel like it'll happen. Like, I had this conversation with my family of, do you believe in ointments? You know? And it's like, I mean, if you believe in ointments, aren't they gonna work to a certain extent? Like, but then that's also the way with pills. Like, to a certain extent, if you just take a pill, you're automatically gonna be like, oh yeah, 10 minutes, I'm gonna feel so good. But are you actually gonna feel good, or do you just like convince yourself that you feel good, you know? And then it's like, well, if you believe in ointments, do you believe in crystals? Which is so crazy that someone can be like, I believe in ointments, but I don't believe in crystals, because they're like the same thing, you know? Because both of them are just kind of like, this will help you because it has this magic juju in it, right? But some person can just be like, oh no, a crystal's just some piece of dumb rock. But an ointment, it'll cure your life. Like, depression, not even there anymore. Just rub an ointment on your foot and you have a foot again. If you, like, I don't know. It's just so insane that it's like, oh, if you believe in something, I feel like it'll happen. Which I think is like also the part of manifestations. If you just believe in something so much and like hard enough, it almost becomes real and it becomes a part of your life. So like, manifest whatever you want, honestly. I found a good manifestation. I've been doing it for about 2 days now. But the thing is, I'm not very good at remembering things, which also, can I just say, I have such a bad memory, and it concerns me so bad for my future, because, like, I'm young, I haven't done much to forget, and I've forgotten a lot of it, so, like, in the future, it's gonna be so bad. Oh no, I'm just nervous for that. Back to what I was talking about. What was I even talking about? See? Bad memory. Oh my god. Hold on. Let me jog my memory here. We were talking about how you forget things. But before then, we were talking about ointments and crystals and manifestations. Oh yeah. I have this good manifestation that's just like, oh yeah, I'm everything, I'm worthy, I'm such a good person, and whatever. But I, like, when I wake up, I don't remember to, like, say them, so I'm hoping it still counts, because I'm saying it, like, 12 in the morning, and then it's the next day, so, like, technically it's the next day, so does it still count for yesterday's? I hope so, because with my sleep schedule, it might not work out. But, like, I think it would work. Next topic. Time changes. Aren't time changes crazy? Like, that's insane. I have so many questions about the world. Okay. It's 8:07 a.m. in the morning right now. For London. For London, it's 8:07 a.m. For me, it's 2:07 a.m. What? Why does London have different time than me? That's another thing. Why don't we all have the same time? wouldn't we all have the same time? Like, if, like, why is it morning for London and it's still dark out here for me? Love you, Londoners. Love you. I love everyone, honestly. But, like, I wish I moved. I want to move to London. I really do. Like, actually. Because it just seems top notch there. But maybe it's just because I don't live there and I don't know, like, the secret truths of London. But I would totally move to London. So if you want to move to London, let me know. We'll move together. Why don't we all have the same time? Well, okay, actually, I guess I don't know why we don't have the same time. Because the world being the circle, the sun's on that side of the world at this moment, and the moon's on this side of this world at this moment. Right? So, like, it wouldn't make sense if it's, like, night here and morning there, but it's both 2:07 in the morning. Like, that wouldn't make sense, right? That wouldn't make sense. Okay, fine. Dismiss that one. But, like, still, like, dude, it's literally morning for someone. People are literally, like, doing things. This is literally their day. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's just insane to me. I haven't been awake enough during the day to really take in the day, except for Monday and Thursdays, because that's when I have Zooms, which... Oh, we're talking about Zooms. Do you guys think that those are actually important? Like, actually, like, let me know about that, because I can't decide if I think that they're important or not. Maybe for some classes, okay, they're important if you do it the right way, which a lot of the teachers kind of don't do it right, in my opinion, because it's like they kind of just go over the assignment, which, yes, is important, but, like, I could have just read that, but instead I had to do it twice and I had to waste more time because you had to explain it during the Zoom. Like, what? I don't know. Controversial, but I just don't really believe Zooms are worth it. Like, end of the day, like, do I need to attend your Zoom, or can I just do it on my own? Because, like, 9 out of 10 times, I can do it on my own. There might be some confusion. Sometimes. Sometimes there's confusion. Which, like, okay. But, like, people are gonna get confused, because things are confusing. Things are confusing. And maybe it's because you're teaching us how to make a triangle instead of how to pay our taxes. Why do we pay taxes? What even are taxes? You know what I'm saying? Beyond me. Time zones. Wow. People are, like, maybe even eating... People are eating dinner right now. People are, like, eating breakfast right now. I wish I had a normal sleep schedule to, like, wake up and, like, eat breakfast and, like, go and do, like, daily activities at normal times. But then it's, like, then fix your sleep schedule. And I'm trying. I just don't know how at this point. Because obviously it's really bad and I woke up at 6 p.m. today. So, like, how do you fix that? How is that a thing you fix? You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, it's midday, but I'm supposed to be sleeping. So how do I get tired enough to sleep? Like, what? Like, I could push it. I could just stay up all night and then it's like sleep a lot. But either way, since I sleep so much, I need to catch up on that sleep, and I don't know how to catch up on that sleep while staying in the normal sleep times, right? Because if I just stay up enough, then I'll get a rush of energy and then I'll just stay up. So, like, I don't know what the game plan to this is to fix my sleep schedule. I really don't. I'm trying. It's an effort, but obviously it's not going very well because it's 2:12 in the morning. This is, like, late night thoughts. Shower kind of thoughts, but, like, late night thoughts. Oh, yeah. I love late night thoughts. I really do. I think that they're so fun and, like, authentic. Like, almost no filter. Almost just like, oh yeah. This is what's going on in my head right now at this exact moment. And I just wanted you to know that. I wish everyone was more open-minded and open, more, like, honest, honestly, more honest, but, like, really just said what's on their mind, you know? If we're more honest, I feel like it'd be better if you're just, like, I kind of just don't want to call with you because I wanted to do homework instead, and instead of being like, oh yeah, I'll call with you, even though I really don't want to call with you. Like, I feel like everyone will get happiness more from that. I could be totally wrong, but, like, honesty is the best policy. Honesty is the best policy. Y'all know that quote. It's, like, the number one golden rule, I think. Also, why didn't they stop teaching us things through songs? Because I think I would learn more things through a song. You know, like the ABCs, they taught us that through a song. So, like, why did they stop that? You know? Got me there. That's another random thought I had. I hope you guys have ate and hydrated today. I just looked at my water. I, for one, drink a gallon of day. Oh my god. I, for one, try to drink a gallon of water a day, but, like, sometimes it doesn't happen. We'll see if it happens today, because I'm about halfway through, but it's, like, halfway through my day, so, like, it's, like, right on schedule when you really think about it, you know what I'm saying? Water's so important. It's so important. It's, what is water? Right? Maybe not. Maybe I just look super stupid. Which is another thing. We're like, what do you see? We never know what other people see them as. Like, I could totally hate my friend and she wouldn't even know it. Because I'm two-faced. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be like, oh my god, you're so cool, I love you. When I'm really like, you're so annoying, why do I even talk to you? It's like, oh right, to talk to your boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? Or like, there's like a hidden motive, like, oh, we're so sneaky. And it's like, she would never know. So it's like insane that I'm trusting the people I'm trusting when they could really be wanting to stab me in the back. People are so toxic sometimes, which is why it's, like, so hard, especially at my age, to find real people, which is so hard to do because you can only really find your friends at school, but it's, like, we're only friends because we go to the same school, right? Which, so it's, like, we're only friends because I see you every day and, like, because I have these classes with you. So, like, if I just, like, stopped going to the school, would you still stay my friend? Which COVID kind of taught me, because when COVID started, the pandemic, the panini, we stopped going to school, and it was, like, all these people stopped texting me. Like, no one would really text me, but it's, like, I wouldn't talk to them in class, you know? So it's like, you were only in my life because you had to be. You're only in my life because our lives were, like, connected in that one way. And now that one way is cut off, I'm no longer in your life because you don't want me to be in your life, or you don't care if I was in your life or not. So it's like, was I even a true friend to you? Got me there. Probably not. And it's like, now that I'm in touch with the people that I'm in touch with, that I went to school with, and it's like, now we don't go to the same school, it's insane. Like, it's like, wow, we actually made a genuine connection. Like, we actually lasted. Like, we're actually like friends. Like, we're actually like friends. So, like, that's so comforting to be like, wow, I don't have to see you every day to still talk to you every day, you know? And, like, we genuinely talk. We talk about the things that we talk about the things that we're doing day-to-day life, you know? It's not just like, how's the weather over there, Stevie? That's so cute, really good name. Love you, Stevies. If your name's Stevie and you're listening to this, I love your name. Because it's pretty gorgeous. It's pretty gorgeous, honestly. Stevie. It like has a little ring to it. Stevie. Steve, on the other hand. Steve. 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 I mean, it's okay, too. But Stevie? Stevie. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If I have a child, and it's a girl, or it's, like, a person who wants to identify as a girl, even. You know what I'm saying? And they're not named Stevie. I would name a boy Stevie. Because, like, it's a pretty universal name. If I had a kid, and their name's not Stevie, come for me. Come for me. Because Stevie has a ring to it. Stevie's doing something. Stevie's living their life. Oh my God. I mean, imagine I do actually have a kid and I don't name them Stevie. I could totally forget that I like the name Stevie. And then you guys are like, why didn't you name your kid Stevie? And it's like, oh. Right. Stevie. You know? What were we even talking about? Wait. Okay. Backtrack. Oh yeah. Friends. And it's like, wow. We don't have this connection that where we have to talk to each other, but we chose to talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy to me. And like, I don't go to like the school that I go to. I don't have so the school that I go to, none of my friends went to. None of like my like super super close friends went to. I had about two friends that went to the same school as me, and it's like they were like kind of close but not super close, so it's like we don't really like, it was that thing like we only talked because we went to the same school, so it's like, were we really friends? But it's like we go to the same school now, so like none of my really close friends went to the same school as me, so it's like it's insane. But I've made friends. I'm proud of myself. I have made friends at this new school that I'm going to, and it's top-notch to have friends. It's top-notch to have friends. But don't rely on your friends to give you happiness. Have your own happiness. Be independent. Be independent. And it's hard, and it's like, it seems not important, but it is so important. Because once you have happiness alone and you don't depend on other people to give you happiness and you can just be happy on your own, you're fine. You're so fine. You have this confidence, first of all. You have this confidence that just makes you seem so powerful, so important, because you are. You are powerful. You are important. You are gorgeous. You are everything everyone wants to be. You know what I'm saying? But you know it now, and it's like, it's obvious that you know it. But it's like still that subtle, like, I'm a human being, and I want to talk to you. And it's like, but they're so cool, and they're so elegant, and they're just so amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you have that perception of like, I am my number one person, and I need to prioritize myself before others, and I know how gorgeous I am, and I know I'm so important and valid. Oh my God, you're unstoppable. You're unstoppable. It's, ooh, oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just find happiness in yourself. And then once you find another person, you can share the happiness, and they'll bring you happiness too. But once you have it in yourself, you're good to go. I'm completely fine being alone, which I'm very proud of, not gonna lie. I'm pretty proud of me being okay with the fact of being alone, because like when I'm alone, I feel like I'm my authentic true self. Like, this is my authentic true self right now. Obviously, it's, like, questioning everything right now. Because, like, I didn't know what to talk about this podcast, to be completely honest with you. But, like, when you're alone, you get to vibe with yourself. You get to see yourself for who you are. And it's a good person. It's a good person. And if it's not a good person, you can work on that. And you can become this good person that you've always wanted to be, you know? And it's like, okay, rock on with your bad self. My English teacher says that. And I love it so much. Rock on with your bad self. I think that it's so, like, it's that perfect mix of, like, cheesy and, like, oh shit, like, oh my god, that's actually a really good catchphrase. And it's like, oh my god, I want to say that all the time now. Also, when I was in 7th grade math, I just thought of this, like, because we were talking about catchphrases, right? This girl, like, okay, the girl to the right of me, she didn't sit right next to me. She was about, like, maybe a foot away. How big is a foot? How big is a foot? Because I heard that a foot is, like, the size of a tile. But that's huge. That's humongous. So, like, my foot's not that big. So am I just counting inaccurately about feet? Or is that, like, what is a foot? But she was, like, a good distance away from me. And she said, scooch your pooch. Because I think someone was sitting on her chair and she was like, scooch your pooch. She didn't say it to me, I just overheard it. Scooch your pooch. Oh my god, it's rhymey, it's catchy, it's everything you've want, it's everything you've ever wanted. I love it. If you were that girl, I doubt you were here, but if you're that girl, you know who you are. I love that catchphrase. It gave me life, it gave me joy, it gave me happiness. Because it's just so, oh my god. And I've said that to my family and they're like, scooch your pooch. Like, oh wow, it's good. It's a good little rhyme there. Like, it's a good rhyme. It's a good rhyme. Anyway, yeah. So if you have any other good rhymes, totally tell them to me, because that's just, it just adds so much spice to the little situation where it's like, wow, you have your things together. I feel like if you can be like, and it's like, and it's like oh my god, like, okay, like, it's like, usually it'd be like, get out of my chair. It's like, okay, that was a little rude, like, you get out of your chair, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, if you're like, scooch your pooch, it's like, oh, okay, like, okay, you know, like, I'll willingly do that for you, because you said it so nicely, and just so 10 out of 10-ly, you know, like, if you came up to me and you were like, get out of my chair, or like, just like, scoot over, you know, it's like, do I even want to scoot over anymore? Because your attitude just really, really made me want to knock you in the face and turn your jaw 360. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, no, like, scoot your pooch. Like, okay, I gladly will for that attitude, for that, like, thought that you put into it. You know? Is that just me? I think that that's, like, your tone matters. It's almost, like, the same as the tone of, like, with dogs. Like, you could totally be yelling at it, like, yelling, like, aggressively, like, almost meanly. Like, I love you so much. You are the light of my life. You are just so cute. And you're, like, but, like, really yelling at it. And it's, like, it thinks that, they think that they're in trouble. But, like, actually, like, you're giving it the love it's ever wanted, you know. It's like that tone of just like, I don't want to do it just because you sounded rude. You know, I think you know. If you don't know, you should know. Think about that. And then when you have that, like, that spirit of, like, oh my god, I'm, like, a fun person to be around. Like, they realize, like, they're a fun person to be around. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I feel like that didn't make sense. That might have not made sense. Like, I'm back on the whole, like, you're your best person. Like, be your best person kind of thing. And it's just, like, if you are, everyone around you just sees it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could get some haters, but it's just because they want that. They want that. They want what you have. They want what you have. And, like, if you can, you know, you found a real best friend. If you are doing, like, really good in life and they're still supporting you, you know, because it's like, wow, you actually support me, which is all I want in a friend, is someone to support me. Which, might I add, Leanne, if you're still here, she's my sister, for those of you who don't know, Leanne, if you're still here and you're spending your time, your precious time, listening to this, I love you so much. You are so valid. I love you so, so, so much. Because you supported me. You literally supported me so much. And that means so much to me. It means so much to me, the fact that you supported me into starting this podcast. You got me the gifts. You gave me the support that I needed to start what I wanted to start for so long. And I love you so much for that. I love you so, so much for that. And I hope that you can start what you want to start. And I'll support you 100%. Because that's the best thing a person can do for you. To support you even when you're doing, like, things that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? That's such a nice gift and, like, delicacy to have for someone to be like, oh my god, you're doing this and you're doing well at it, and, like, you're doing something that I want to do, and I am still supporting you and letting you do it instead of getting jealous or being like, I wanted to do that, you know, I wanted to do that, or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead you're like, I knew you could do it. I'm so proud that you started this. I knew you could do it. I'm so proud of you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, wow, you really have my best intentions at heart. So be your best self. Honestly, that's like the whole moral of this podcast. Be your best self. Live life authentically, I guess. Live it as if you're gonna die in the next 10 seconds. I'll give you 10 minutes to really text all your crushes or do that thing that you've been wanting to do. Or at least just start. Starting's the hardest part. And then keeping going, like, keeping it up and, like, still going, that might be hard too. But, like, as long as you're trying actively, you're doing it right. You know, that's the challenge of the day. Do one thing you've been wanting to do for a while, or do one thing that's very risky, very risky, you know what I'm saying? Tell that person you like them. Do that thing you've been wanting to. Can we talk about that also? Tell that person you like them. Isn't that so stupid? Because, like, honestly, they probably like you back too. And even if they don't, then you know, and you can move on to bigger and better things and people who deserve you, rather than wasting your time on someone who will not love you, you know? And if it's meant to be, it'll happen in the future. If they're meant to be in your life, they'll be in your life, whether you like it or not. Tell a person you like them, because it's stupid that we're wasting time. Like, when it gets right down to it, we're just wasting each other's time. And it's like, I mean, I like you, but do you like me? It's like, well, find out. And if I don't, I'm sorry, but you're gonna move on to someone who will like you. And then, honestly, if they don't, Okay, this can go one of three ways. They don't, they do, or they don't know it yet. If they do, it's all fine and dandy. And you're all both very happy about the fact that, like, wow, that's all I needed. I did it. You know what I'm saying? If they do, if they don't and they don't know it yet, which is also a very crucial thing, because, you know, sometimes the person will be like, oh yeah, I like you, like, I think that you're an amazing person and I love you for your personality, you know what I'm saying? If they're like, I like you, then it's like, oh wow, you like me? It's like, oh wow. And then they're like, well, I don't really like you. But then next week, 2 weeks go by, they're gonna realize, like, low-key they like you. Like, low-key. So, like, tell them and be like, if you ever like me, let me know. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, timing isn't always gonna be perfect. There's no such thing as perfect timing, I feel like. Because, like, what even is time? What even is time? When you get right down to it. You know, no one's like, no one knows the perfect time to get married. No one knows the perfect time to have a kid. No one knows the perfect time to go and make food. Is there really a perfect time, or is that just a mindset that we make up in our head of like, oh, this would be a good, really good time to do this? Is there such a thing as being perfect? Because honestly, I wouldn't say so. I've never met a perfect person. And even if they seem perfect, they're probably not perfect. They probably have some little hidden secrets. They've got those skeletons in their closets. Nobody is perfect. Perfect, like, isn't a thing. Like, honestly. So, like, where were we going with this? Oh, yeah. Live your life. Because it's important. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where I'm going to end it for this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys are going to go and do something risky. Because you deserve better. Whatever. You deserve to live your life. So live it. Don't care about those assignments that are due tomorrow. Maybe care a little bit. But like, if you're not feeling the vibes, maybe just don't do it. Maybe just don't do it. I honestly don't know what that whole thing. Like, do what's best for you in that moment. You know? Divine timing. What even is divine timing? I don't even know. But I hope you enjoyed. Let me know somehow. You should, like, add my Instagram if you want to. I low-key posted a picture on there, I think, like, yesterday. So, like, ooh, that's a lot of fun on my Instagram. It's, like, Angel something. I honestly don't even know my own Instagram at. But I think my sister's Instagram is in the, like, profile of this. I'm not sure. But, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. See you next week. We're planning on posting every Friday at like 4 a.m. Just to be a little, expect the unexpected. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, come back every Friday or just like follow. I think that's a thing you can do. See you next time. Bye. Oh, also, my sister should be back to next week's like podcast episode. So, stay tuned for that. That should be exciting. Okay, bye for real this time. Bye.